Well, after days of airstrikes, Turkey has vowed to follow through with threats to launch a land invasion into northern parts of Syria. It's a dramatic escalation in Turkey's response to a deadly bombing in Istanbul, which killed six people and wounded dozens more earlier this month. There's been calls from both the US and Russia for the situation to be de-escalated immediately. So heading into the election early next year with no date set, is Turkey's president genuine in this announcement? Adjunct Professor Amin Saykal is an expert in Muslim states and societies. Welcome to RN Drive, Professor. How serious is this threat from Turkey's president, or is this political bluster leading into an election campaign?
I think it is very serious because he has already carried out a number of operations in the past, at least two major ones over the last few years. And he's also always wanted to secure Turkey's interests in northern Syria and to make sure that the Syrian Kurds are not in a position to provide any support for the Kurdish minority in Turkey itself, who form something like 18% of Turkey's 85 million population. So it's a very substantial minority. And as a result, Erdogan, I think, now that he's also facing an election next year, he wanted to make sure that he comes across to the electorate as a very strong leader and as a determined leader, and is capable of fighting back any threats from the Syrian Kurds who could possibly provide support for the one of the militant organizations of the Turkish Kurds, and that's the PKK.
The calls from the US to de-escalate the situation center on the fact that there are hundreds of US personnel in the parts of Turkey is attacking. The Pentagon says airstrikes are directly threatening US military. What would likely happen if any US military were caught up in this Turkish crossfire?
Well, I think that's going to be very dangerous, simply because that on the one hand, Turkey is a NATO ally of the United States. On the other, Turkey has differences with the United States, and that's been on display for quite some years. But if any American personnel is really killed in Turkish bombings, then that is going to deteriorate the relations between Ankara and Washington. And I think that's something that I think President Erdogan will have to be very conscious of. So I think the operations, if he resorts to land invasion of to Kurdish areas in northeastern Syria, then I think he would probably have to be extremely careful not to engage any type of actions which could result in killing of American personnel.
Well, the other dimension to this is that the US personnel are working in Syria to defeat what's left of the so-called Islamic State. Does Turkey's assault potentially go against their interests by diminishing the US's ability to sort of snuff out that threat?
Yes, I think it would. But at the same time, that's why I think Washington has warned Ankara not to escalate this conflict and therefore refrain from any actions which could possibly even harm the YPG, who are the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, and they are the dominant force within the Syrian Democratic Forces, and that's supported by the United States. And of course, these Kurds have they fought very bravely to defeat the IS, and therefore the United States has always owed an ounce of gratitude to the Kurds and would like to really remain as very much supportive of the Kurds. So I think the whole development could easily result in further decline in the relations between Ankara and Washington.
On RN Drive, Turkey is vowing to launch another invasion into parts of northern Syria in retaliation for a deadly bombing in Istanbul early this month. Adjunct Professor Amin Saykal is here to talk about it with you. The fact remains that the cause of this potential military action, the bombing in Istanbul, it hasn't been proven that Kurdish militants are responsible. They've just been accused. They, of course, deny it. This leaves an open question whether the president's jumped the gun by launching airstrikes and seemingly preparing to invade.
Well, I suppose he's acting on the basis of Turkey's intelligence, and probably it has been strongly indicated to him that this action or the explosion in Istanbul was carried out by YPG. And of course, Turkey has designated YPG as a terrorist organization and also viewed as an extension of the PKK, which had been fighting the Turkish authorities for the last many decades in order to achieve extensive autonomy or possible independence for the Kurdish minority in Turkey itself.
President Erdogan is mates, really, with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Russian envoy in Syria has also called for Turkey to show restraint. In relation to the war in Ukraine, if not the US, will the message from the Russians likely be heard?
Well, I think he's playing a very complex game in the last many years. On the one hand, he's trying to maintain the membership of NATO. On the other, he's also befriended Vladimir Putin. And at the same time, he has provided support for the independence of Ukraine. And he's playing the role of a mediator between Moscow and Kiev, although he's not been terribly successful, but to some extent he has some influence with Putin. But at the same time, Putin is in a very weak position. I mean, he's already regarded as somebody who has largely lost the invasion of Ukraine, and that's a major setback for him and for their reputation. So I think Erdogan is at the moment is in a stronger position to bargain with Putin rather than vice versa.
Fascinating to have your insights tonight. Professor, adjunct Professor Amin Saykal is from the University of Western Australia's School of Social Sciences, and he's a writer for The Strategist. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.